Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Much to cover, real quick. Got to highlight that a king is not a king unless he's ruled by law, and forget that not. It's important that you understand that. That makes him a tyrant when he doesn't want to be ruled by God. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate you. Over the last couple of days, we've been doing replays because we have been in D.C., literally freezing our backsides off. Here's Goofy. That would be me. Yours truly. Going to Washington, D.C. with shorts. I had long pants when I was there, but I get to this event with all this, you know, these coalition of speakers standing out in 45-degree weather, and right across the street's the White House, and we're right in this little square. I believe it was called Lafayette Times Square, or Lafayette Square, whatever the case might be. I know Lafayette was in the mix. And I'm standing there with shorts on, and I'll tell you what, I was so cold. I stood there for 2.5 hours. I was chilled to the bone. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, but I mean, people were looking at me like, what are you doing, dude? And I'm looking at them like, well, I'm from Minnesota, and I expected it to be 67 degrees today, just like it was yesterday in Washington, D.C. And I had to tell people that I was from Minnesota, so this wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be in Washington, D.C. as it was in Minnesota. But you get the point. What a fool I was. And here's my little boy. He had 3 jackets on. He was freezing cold. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a couple minutes, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow us on our Facebook, I just posted some pictures. We actually were at Arlington Cemetery and went over and seen some friends' sons that died there. I'll talk a little bit about that in a couple minutes. We also went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Also got some pictures of me having the opportunity to actually feed a poor man that was under a bridge, and some pictures at JFK's grave, so on and so forth. If you'd like to see some of those pictures, friends, they are uploaded, just uploaded a couple minutes ago, as a matter of fact, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my personal Facebooks, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. One is personal, one is a fan page. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call, phone lines are accessible. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I'm just wondering why you didn't wear those pants that I packed you. It was, you know, you were saying that you were so cold out there. And I was like, well, honey,
it was so cold.
See, you were thinking that it was going to be warmer because it was warmer when you arrived. Is that right?
I left Minnesota attempting to treat myself to a little warm weather. We got into Washington, D.C. We found out the day before we left to Washington that the temperature was 67.
Nice.
67 degrees is warm to Bradley Dean.
And to anyone in Minnesota.
And I got there, and everybody had their jackets on. As a matter of fact, I was walking down right by the White House there, and there was a cop looking at me like, who is this fool? And I looked at him and said, my name just happens to be Bradley Dean, and I am from Minnesota.
Everyone there is probably like, why is that guy in his shorts?
Well, there was other people with shorts on.
Uh-huh.
But they probably were just going, you know, across the street to get a hot cup of coffee. And I was literally walking around for hours with my shorts on. So it wasn't a smart move. And I found...
You paid the price for it heavily. So you
my offenses bore their own judgments, yes.
That's right. Needless to say, if you ever go to Washington, D.C. again in November, you will be wearing pants, correct?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, like you said, we'll talk more about that later. But before we do, I want to highlight our product of the week. Again, monthly sponsors get 25% of the product of the week every week, not just one week, but every week. And this week we are highlighting the My War 5-part documentary series. When I talk with people about our series and people come to our table at the events, I say every household in America should have one of these. It takes you inside public high schools. It encompasses a wide variety of topics. I'll just read my little quotation I have here. The My War documentary series is a series like none other. It truly is. This unique documentary encompasses the huge spectrum of issues we face in our society today and takes you back to the foundations of our country to give the understanding and clarity as to who our founders were and their true intentions when they established our Judeo-Christian nation.
Okay, well, why don't you just, we got a referral back from the school principal.
Yeah,
it's
I got
brand
that
new.
Pulled
why don't
up.
You just
well,
let her tell?
Okay,
the
this
listeners.
Sounds good, though. I was going to get there, so you're kind of ahead of me. This is good.
That's true.
We just got back from our, you know, 17-state tour we've talked about, and one of the schools that we did there was the Comenius School for Creative Leadership that was in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Although I didn't have such a big accent in South Carolina, I noticed, as North Carolina. But the principal there just sent us this response.
From the message
letter,
of My War.
From the
yes.
message of My War that you just did at her school. And this is what she had to say. Dear Bradley, Dean, and company, thank you so much for your insightful presentation at our school this Tuesday. The staff and students at the Comenius School for Creative Leadership, CSCL, were impressed and challenged by Bradley's passion to equip people, especially youth, with knowledge of what is happening in the United States. It is rare that the students at CSCL give guest speakers a standing ovation at the end of an assembly. But that is just what they did on Tuesday. She said, rarer still is the fact that so many stayed in the room to talk with Bradley and his team about the presentation and what they could do to make a difference. Thank you for instilling a positive sense of community and civic activism in all of us. Please note the staff at CSCL joins with the students to ask, when will you be back? It was our pleasure to host you, and we look forward to your return. Sincerely, Sandy Wood.
Now, again, we're not looking for accolades. We're not looking for the praise of men in any sense of the word, because only the Holy Ghost can do that. But how many times when we give this message, it's not the message that we're given on the radio. It's a live message. And that live message, I'm talking about in person, you know, the tangibility of being there and the tangibility of the Holy Ghost dropping on each and every one of us. And he can do that over the radio as well. But the point is this is the response that we get when we go out. I don't care if it's a tea party with older folks, or it's a high school with older folks, or it's a college arena, or whatever the case might be. This is the response that people are giving to the message that Stephanie's talking about right now, My War. And you can only go over it so many times before people finally get it, and then they say, man, I wish I would have listened to you the first time after they see it. That's as far as I can go with it.
Yeah, and the message is so all-encompassing, and it's so, what's the word? It just draws you in by the Holy Spirit, that these students were looking at sixth graders with their mouths open.
Some of them.
Glued
yes.
in.
They were sixth graders, as were the teacher faculty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to the highlights as to what we've been doing over the last couple weeks. Got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
Yes, but go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back at you. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Yeah, so just to wrap up, we were talking about with the My War documentary series. That was the response that we had at that high school with 6th to 12th graders. In fact, we talked about this a little bit, too. We had the man who does kind of like the Bible overseeing of all the Bible curriculum, and he bought the My War series too. And what's nice about it is it's good chunks and good gold nuggets of truth. We switch it up. There's lots of different topics. There's music videos. It's great for every household in America. So if you'd like to go ahead and order that, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Or you can call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And I want to talk with you a little bit, too, about your Divide and Conquer YouTube piece. When we were on our last tour in Liberty University, in fact, a lot of the responses that we got were people who looked at the YouTube video clips, and they loved the YouTube video clips. Mm-hmm. One particular one, we had a great response one. It was your Divide and Conquer Republican versus Democrat video. It's on YouTube, which we posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Peggy said, this video is awesome. A huge thank you for what you do with the smiley face. Of course, we can't forget about that. But for those of you who want to get connected with us on YouTube and see our YouTube videos, a lot of those YouTube videos are on the My War documentary series. You can go to B as in Bradley, Dean, Sons of Liberty. So B, Dean, Sons of Liberty. You can go on there and check out our YouTube channel. But that was a great response that we had received from that. Also got another good one here from Dale on Sons of Liberty, who said, thank y'all so much for everything y'all do in spreading the word of God and the foundation of this great country. And another response we got was from Andy, who said, I just read your article and watched your videos. To say the least, I love you, man, and my wife thinks you're great, too. And at the end, he goes, I want to send a small part of our monthly tithe to your church. I think you're worth it. Also hooked up with you on Facebook. So lots of good stuff going on. Lots of great responses. Please check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and also your personal Facebook as well.
Cool. Let's go back to Washington, D.C. Was just there yesterday and the day before and the day before. Took a little time, went to JFK's gravesite, as a matter of fact. Met Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, the constitutional sheriff. Also spent some time with Mr. Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. Got these pictures posted on WND. Also, wanted to let you know we went up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and we were the only ones up there, so I felt special for a couple minutes. There was one man that was actually filming the guard of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and there was another person in the back guarding as well. So in saying that, it was just me, my son. Chase was with us as well, our assistant and our producer for the radio show here. And we got some really cool pictures, friends, on Facebook on Sons of Liberty. I also wanted to remind you that while we were at the Arlington Cemetery, the first thing that I did is I went obviously right to the front of the building before we actually go to the cemetery itself. And when we were doing that, I noticed that they changed a lot of their pictures, friends. And a lot of the pictures that were up there a couple months ago, obviously have been changed to newer pictures, but they're old pictures, if that makes sense. And in saying that, they had pictures of soldiers. One picture was with three soldiers standing in front of the cemetery, and one guy was in a wheelchair with both of his legs blown off, and another one that was standing next to him was a man leaning up on his cane because he had one of his legs blown off for the freedoms that we now have, friends. And then over to the left of him was another soldier that had all of his limbs, but I wonder what his heart was, what his heart condition was at that particular time, noticing his two friends, one limb was gone, another had both limbs completely blown off. And then it showed another picture of a soldier looking at one of his friends, broken in half, weeping over his friend that was now dead 6 feet under the ground for the freedoms in which we now have. And I'll tell you what, every time I go there, friends, I am moved to no end. I really take time to consider the price paid. Every time I go to Washington, D.C., it's one of my highlights. We got up particularly early that morning just so we could go because we're not going to go to D.C. I don't care if I had to go to D.C. and we were landing for lunch. I would still say we have to go to Arlington Cemetery for at least a half hour so I can meditate and, again, say thank you to the guys and the women that have laid down their all for me and you, my friends. So in saying that, we went to some of the monuments. We also went to the archive building. Couldn't get in there. We just missed that. But it was interesting as we looked at the archive building in D.C., there was a picture that said, study the past, inscripted. That was actually on the back of the building. The one in the front said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And it was interesting to note this particular man on this monument. It was a man with a bear claw, meaning tyranny was put under through those that love liberty enough to do that. They put tyranny under as they obeyed the God of heaven in Jesus' name, as was there a helmet in his right hand, and there was a sword in his left hand. Again, what was inscripted? Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and look at how they preserve our liberties. And it's also very, very, hey, Chase, what was that? Who is actually the one that made reference to that quote? If you want peace, prepare for war. Who was that? You told me on the airplane yesterday, if you want peace, prepare for war.
Yeah, that's a Latin phrase that I had seen online the other day. I can't remember exactly.
Parabellum. Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, totally.
Fluent in that Latin.
It was on a friend of our site, Grunt Style.
So it was prepare for peace, or if you want peace, prepare for war.
If you want peace, prepare for war.
That's exactly right. Did you see anything that stood in contradiction? What about, stay on here live with me for a minute. What about when we were at Arlington Cemetery? Isn't it interesting you have an angel over what? Can you go ahead and identify that for us?
Oh, over our soldiers holding up the world.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a statue called The Price. Go figure. And that is the price of freedom. I remember I saw a picture the other day, too, where there was an image of these soldiers holding up a field with a man and a woman and a child, you know, just going about their business. Yeah. But it's the soldiers and the bloodshed that holds up the liberties that we have.
Yeah.
No, it's right on. And the angels are watching over them in that statue, in the Price statue at Arlington National Cemetery.
So in essence, on the backs of our soldiers walks the liberties of the world.
Exactly right.
And people, if they would just understand that, they wouldn't tolerate tyranny in government, because them men and women didn't fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution to give them that serve we the people, our representatives, the right to break those laws. That men died to give us. How does that make sense?
It shows you an ungrateful people to actually tolerate the crimes that were being committed and are being committed against the American people on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, Theodore Roosevelt said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." He goes on, "Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor."
It's very interesting. Yeah. When you're talking about the price of freedom, I remember a Facebook post that you posted where there's this couple hand in hand joining together. They're enjoying peace and they've got this beautiful garden like setting around them. And below them, they have the sacrifice of the soldiers who are pushing up that garden type setting for them to sit there and have the peace that they now walk in. And what's nice about the pictures that you're posting on Facebook, there's one particular one where you're from behind at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and Sam is in front of you. And then there's the guard who's walking there on the left. It's almost like passing down to our posterity the respect for the price that was paid for our freedom. We had some responses saying, "Kudos, Dad, good job," because we're teaching our posterity those same exact things so they can live and walk in the freedom that we now enjoy.
Of course, and that's how it works. I'm actually trying to dig up one of the inscriptions right now on one of the monuments that was placed there in Washington, D.C. It was actually right next to the guy that said, "Eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties." I'm attempting to pull this up right now, friends. And when I get it pulled up, I will quote it to you. But it was interesting. It was talking about our posterity. Even when you read the Constitution of the United States, it talks about our what? It talks about our posterity, and that was the purpose of it. As a matter of fact, if you think for the first five generations, we have been here over 237 years. Our forefathers were looking out for their posterity, and five generations later, we're still here. It says, "We the people of the United States," it goes on and on and on. It says, "The blessing of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Now, I think I got this pulled up. I'm going to look it up, but friends, it's important for you to hear this. Now, I think that may be the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If it is, I apologize. Hang on. Yeah, that's the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Went up there. Again, that was great. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling as it takes its time. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Folks, it is incredible. It was actually told to me while we were there at Arlington that there's 15 to 18 men and women buried there on a daily basis. So there's a lot of folks coming back in boxes, friends, that we're not told about. But you got the sonsoflibertyradio.com here to actually broadcast that information to you because, again, it is information that you need to hear. The heritage of the past is the... I can't see it. I'll pull it up, friends, and I will get it quoted for you here. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made privacy case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely? No one knowing where you can be located. The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I found a quote inscripted on this archive from the archive building outside of the archive building in D.C. This is the one I was trying to dig up right before the break. The heritage of the past is the seed that brings forth the harvest of the future. This is right in front of the faces of the American people. The heritage of the past is the seed that brings forth the harvest of the future. Boy, how many times do we talk about that on the radio show? If you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Well, I say true that. Totally true that. In every sense of the word. No man is above the law. Matter of fact, it's the law that makes the king, if there is a king. We don't have a kingship here. We don't have a monarchy here. We have a despot who thinks he's a king, but he doesn't want to be ruled by law. But what this fool doesn't understand is that the law makes him the king. But if you don't submit to the law, that makes you a tyrant. Anyways, you get the point. Theodore Roosevelt, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is the demanded, and it is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. That lines up exactly, case in point, as to what John F. Kennedy said. He said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. That's found in the Declaration of Independence. Napoleon said, he who saves his country violates no law. But listen carefully. He who saves his country violates no law. No, that's right. I say that he who fulfills the law out of love saves his country. The same reason God gave law is because he loves. And what is the fulfilling of law? Love. Again, Napoleon said, he who saves his country violates no law. Boy, these guys were smart, even if they were bad, yeah? The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Let me say it again. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Napoleon said that as well. Wow. These guys, again, good or bad, hey, if they were bad in their confusion, they blurted the truth out. Napoleon said, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Yeah, it's the same thing as saying, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Why? Because that's derived from Scripture. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But let's go back to what Napoleon said. He said, he who saves his country violates no law. And I said, he who fulfills the law out of love saves his country. Romans 13:10. Only to establish liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. It's also been said that the truth, the law, is the first casualty in war. Of course it is. Because it's the great stumbling block to them that do not want to be ruled by law or the truth. In fact, the whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not to steal them away. And the only way that they steal them away is through some delusion that they throw on the people. Or deceptive manner. See, if the American people had understood that it was not the right of the government to break the law, and that our rights come from God, not the generosity of the state, then this country would not be in such a state as it is today. You know, it's just that simple, guys, right? Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, Brad. I would also remind you that no representative has the authority to tear down the Constitution and rebuild it in his own image. Matter of fact, let's go to the foundation so we can see what the problem in America is, namely government. The biblical view of government, versus a pagan view. The biblical view of government is divinely ordained, the state is, Exodus 18:21. State's authority is limited. As a matter of fact, what makes you free is limited government, friends. It leads to patriotism, love for one's country, and the laws of the Constitutional Republic. It results in a republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and it's based on creation. So America, simply put, is ruled by law, a republic, not opinion, a democracy. God's Ten Commandments versus man's 10,000 commandments. But a godless pagan view of government is the state is divine. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. State's authority is unlimited, baloney. State's authority is unlimited, baloney, leads to state worship, results in tyranny. Yes. And it's based on evolution, not creation, friends. So America was founded on the biblical view, but the pagan view is in operation today. Shortly after Barack Hussein Obama's inauguration, it seemed everything did change, but not the change that was promised. America is under attack, and we all know that there's no doubt concerning this issue. I've noticed that almost every circle of life in America has a deep concern as to where this administration is attempting to take this country. And notice I said attempting. The only way that they're going to get away with it is if you believe the lie. Well, I do agree that things must change. It must not change to the new, but rather to the old. Again, Jeremiah 6:16. And not to what some want us to become, but rather what our forefathers intended. And you know the problems didn't start in 1776, friends. They started when we departed from the principles that I just laid out for you. And holding government down by the chains of our Constitution is our duty, and it is the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. And by the way, if I did not love my government, my country, and my people, I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so prevalent today, namely in government. And therefore, it is love to correct, 2 Timothy 3:16. And by the way, I told you I was just at Arlington Cemetery. I'm not going to stand down and dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office that are disrespecting their appointed positions. Because the veterans honored their oath, and so should those who serve we the people. So therefore, I respect government so much that I want them honoring those who died to give it. Just think about that. That is real honor. Romans 13:4. And every individual who desires to save the country will stand behind these statements. And why wouldn't they? America, our representatives have sworn to uphold the Constitution with their hands placed on the Bible, and it shows us all as to who we are ruled by. Because as I stated, no man is above the law. And why is he not above the law? Because he's not the one that gave it. Remember what Napoleon said? The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Where are we today in America? I truly get tired, friends, of turning and looking at the television set and the airports, restaurants, and the such, talking about how everything that's going on in our country is a detriment to the freedoms or an encroachment to the freedoms of the American people. And here are the American people standing back again, complaining about what they tolerate. But what did the president say? Theodore Roosevelt? No man is above the law. Well, friends, what are they doing? They're acting outside of the confines of law. That makes them outlaws. No man is above the law, said the president, and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. We're not asking those that represent us, friends, to obey the law. We lay the chains of the Constitution upon them. We hold their feet to the fire. We require accountability to those that serve we the people. And those that don't want to be ruled by law, we simply impeach them, and then down the road, what we do is we simply bring forth civil charges against the laws of the Constitutional Republic that they broke. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. We're not asking kindly for those that are violating the laws of our republic that represent we the people to obey the laws that they swore an oath to uphold. That's pretty simple, isn't it? But what can I do? Well, I can just go over here and I can just go to the headlines right now and tell you exactly what's going on in your country. Well, America, here we are. Here we are again today. As I just get back from Washington, D.C., I listened to several people that got up to the pulpit. Several people that were up at the pulpit, preaching from the housetops, pointing their finger at the White House, calling the man a tyrant. There were some good ones, by the way. Richard Mack was outstanding. Joseph Farah was pretty cool. And there was others that really didn't matter, either here nor there. But I did notice that almost every one of them, except Joseph Farah and Michael Peruca, they held the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they were complaining about the very things that they were responsible for. See, and therein lies the problem. You have an immoral people complaining about an immoral government. How does that work?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out and into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So I was just talking about, we were actually at the event in Washington, D.C. A couple of the speakers were outstanding, moral men. A good majority of them were immoral. They were holding the truth and unrighteousness. They were complaining about a government that is corrupt while they themselves are corrupt. It's a detriment to both sides. See how it works, friends? If I can demoralize you, I can control you. It all comes back to the same thing, a departure from the living God. I'm on the front page of Drudge magazine right now. I'm sorry, Drudge website right now. Time running out. Obama, Dems dump Obamacare. Okay, they're talking about Obamacare because they want to be reelected again. Fact of the matter is, again, friends, what we spent all last week on is the fact that Obamacare is unconstitutional, unlawful. And everybody in America is trying to figure out what they're going to do or how they're going to do it to comply. And if you don't, the IRS, through oppressive means, is going to force you to pay for it. They have no right to do that. Break the rules is the headline on Drudge right now. That's exactly what they're doing. No man is above the law, friends. Just got done sharing this. Friends, my message is always going to come back to the same thing. Just like when you listen to the conservative talking heads as they entertain you through the lie so you can debate and gossip to bring about no resolve. See, their message brings you back to the same thing, too. Nothing, no resolve, no answers. This one does. And the only way that this one's going to bring forth resolves is when we hold ourselves accountable to a just and a holy God. And we fight the good fight of faith. It's not going to happen without that. Just ask our forefathers. Headline, Drudge Report. Now, is this worthy of headlines, friends? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, racist? School official warns? This is how ridiculous the mind of the American people are that they talk. Folks, this is like National Enquirer. With a double shot of caffeine. It's just so over the top. I'm embarrassed, friends. Time Life cover. Broken promises. Of course it's a broken promise. Oh, hey, by the way, just so we can entertain you through lusty means, here they get on the front page, Kardashian goes nude. Who cares about some naked whore? Because that's all she is. Matter of fact, someone send it to her for me, would you please? Rand Paul, we want our freedoms back. This is front page stuff on the Drudge Report. We're not asking for permission from corruption. For our rights. God already gave them to us. Rand Paul, we want our freedoms back. Well, isn't he in a position to ensure the fact, friends, that we don't have to ask the government? He should be ensuring our rights. By the way, Thomas Jefferson said the whole purpose of government was to ensure the rights of the people, not to take them away. Why would he put such a headline, we want our freedoms back? Well, we're not asking for permission from men to have them back. No man is above the law, and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. We see Sebelius again, asked to explain $2 billion in Obamacare loans. Friends, this is crime. This is tyranny. It's not getting there, it's there. Front page of the Drudge Report. City bans doorknobs in housing projects. Friends, are you kidding me? These are the guys that are getting hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of hits on their websites on a daily basis, entertaining the American people out of their freedoms. Why doesn't Mr. Matt Drudge here just simply put up here? Why doesn't he lay out the Constitution, the founding documents, and just print them out? You know why he doesn't do that? Because he knows people wouldn't come to his website anymore. Because he knows that the American people will not take responsibility to actually fight for what they have. You will, though, friends, when you lose everything that you've got. One of the big things today is the JFK assassination. You know what they're trying to attempt, friends? And let me say it again. Trying to attempt? They're attempting to teach the next generation that Lee Harvey Oswald actually shot John F. Kennedy. Isn't it interesting? They keep standing on that and standing on. They want to keep inundating a new generation with lies. And the lies get greater and greater and greater and greater as the American people's rights are encroached upon on a daily basis. And furthermore, the American people let them do it. Now, friends, I don't know which one you think is love, but I know that real love, it instructs, it corrects, and it reproves. And I see none of what Scripture commands on this website. I can go to any website pretty much for the most part, except sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or I can go to another website and I can have this guy literally scare the crap out of me as to what the government's doing. And the government is only doing what the American people are allowing them to do. Instead of telling and teaching the people what their rights are and stand up and demand our representatives to back off or else you're going to jail. No, they just scare you into submission so you'll buy their products. I mean, the next thing you know, I mean, hey, I think what we should probably do over here is we should probably get a bunker and we should try to save ourselves from the coming judgment of God. Well, God's pretty thorough in judgment, friends. How about we just simply obey him, get back to what he commanded us to do, and the Bible says you'll live and not die. That sounds like a good idea to me. Well, here's another front pager. Shoppers already camping out for Black Friday. Oh, I get it. They care about possessions rather than their freedoms. Do you not realize that you're not going to have the opportunity to have possessions if you lose your freedoms? And I'm not being facetious. Here's another front pager. I'm from New York City and I've not been mugged like that. You know, interestingly enough, we were just in D.C. and I noticed the UFC. They got these matches now where they're showing pictures of men's faces completely ripped up. You can punch, you can kick, you can do pretty much whatever you want to do inside these cage matches. Well, pretty soon, friends, just hey, don't tell John Adams that he was wrong when he said that luxury, what follows luxury? Decadence. History is repeating itself. I said, well, sooner or later, you're going to see a Colosseum filled with people where two men are killing each other with swords. Oh, that will never happen. Apparently, you know nothing of history, friends. Apparently, you know nothing of history whatsoever, because that's exactly where it's going. Case in point, there was a beer company that actually had advertised for their brewery, and the slogan, the joke, the mockery of Christians was, so many Christians, so few lions. Why would they make a suggestion like that if I was so far off base? But here we are. Folks, I just want to simply tell you this. Man is not above the law that God gave. He's below. And he will always be below. And I want to say this. He who saves his country violates no law. And he violates no law because you can't save your country by violating law. He who fulfills the law out of love saves his country only to establish liberty.
You know, it's interesting you're talking about that. We were at the bank the other day, and I was talking with the teller, and what he said was, he said, well, you know, I don't really care about my freedoms, my liberties, so on and so forth. And he said, I just basically care about going fishing. And I said, well, he said, I can still see myself fishing under a dictatorship. And I said, well, what happens when that dictator tells you you can't fish anymore?
That's right.
I asked him, I said, are you planning on having kids? Oh, he goes, well, I don't think it'll happen, you know, in my lifetime or your kids' life. I said, well, what about their kids?
Well, was he gonna have kids in a different lifetime or something?
Exactly.
Or what?
Basically, it wasn't going to affect him in his lifetime because he didn't think it was all going to come down. But he's not thinking about his posterity. And this is the mentality that we are up against here at the Sons of Liberty. And as you mentioned, Bradley, our message is one that is bringing forth resolve. And it's not going to change. It always goes back to the same thing. Our foundations, the old paths, as Jeremiah talks about, where we're going to find rest for our souls, back to the price of our freedom, the rock upon which our republic rests, which is Jesus Christ. And for those of you who are listening and have not yet supported the ministry, know that we're a ministry that's going to be constantly doing, but we're bringing forth resolve, not just the problems, the answers. We're boots on the ground. We're over the radio waves.
That's where the life is.
And the light is there, and you can see the impact from that referral that I read you today. It's just a tiny little glimpse into what happens on a nationwide basis all the time with the Sons of Liberty. But if you can support us, we would certainly appreciate all your support helping us to go out and continue to do what we do. You can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the bottom right-hand corner, there's a big donate button if you prefer to donate online. We appreciate all your support. You Sons and Daughters of Liberty, you're the monthly foundation that helps us to catapult out and do what we do across America.
They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. America, don't forsake your mercy any longer and stand up and fight for your rights. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1st John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.